Christians fear being kicked out of unreached areas of Nigeria. Despite the violence there, a ministry in neighboring Niger boldly proclaims hope. And there's bittersweet news coming out of North Korea. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Five more people are dead as Boko Haram continues its terror across northern Nigeria. It's a quest to force the region into Sharia law. Muslims who are working with Christians are now targets. Christian Aid Mission's Ray Burnett says missionaries they're supporting are reaching the unreached in these areas, but she's concerned openness will end.
The fear is that the villagers will get word of this and be afraid to allow the Christian missionaries in. They've seen and appreciated the love of the Christians to be helpful to them, but if Boko Haram gets word of it, they'll chase them out.
Which would destroy the work that they've been able to do so far. It's already affected some of their partners.
Several of the missionaries have had to leave their fields. Of course, these Boko Haram people have relatives everywhere, and if one of them is in one of these villages, then can cause these missionaries trouble.
Help Nigerian missionaries will connect you at our website. Next, clashes continue in northeast Nigeria, the part of the country with the greatest Boko Haram activity. Words of Hope's David Bass says while their Niger team is not being directly affected by the persecution, spillover is possible.
The tribal and linguistic group straddles that border. They're Hausa speakers, and there are something like 40 to 50 million.
Words of Hope's daily Hausa programs are trying to influence the region for good. It's possible they could avoid the conflict.
They're on 30 radio stations throughout the country. They're very positive in the way they present the good news about Jesus. And one of the things that they report is that their programming has made it easier for evangelists from the church to enter villages.
Why easier?
They like the programs, and so they're willing to give a hearing to the evangelists who come in. It's kind of a clearing away of misconceptions and maybe popular prejudice.
You're listening to Mission Network News. North Korea has pledged to release an unknown number of prisoners starting today. The amnesty is to commemorate past leaders Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il, both of whom would have turned 170 respectively this year. Open Doors USA reports any Christian prisoners are certain not to be released, though. Plus, the spots of freed prisoners will be refilled for labor purposes. Pray that believers wouldn't fill these spots, but would be able to safely spread the gospel. We turn next to the changing world of missions. Since the first Operation World came out 60 years ago, missiologist Patrick Johnstone has noted a shift in evangelical work. He encouraged the teams at Global Advance this week as he identified Southeast Asia as the new hub for growth in the international church. Global Advance will spend the next couple of months concentrating on pastoral training efforts in the region. Keep praying wisdom for church leaders they'll be helping. And while most American football players have been winding down from a long season, one has been giving back. Seth Olsen with the Indianapolis Colts just returned from an 8-day journey to Uganda. Although Olsen knew a lot about the water crisis there before he left, he was rattled by seeing it firsthand.
There's so many needs around the globe and in these rural communities and these areas of extreme poverty. But the most basic, and I think it's really solidified for me, the number one need for those communities is water. It all starts with water.
Olsen was able to go to Uganda with an organization that's attending to this basic need and more through Life Water International.
There's a lot of water organizations out there that provide clean water, but they also address safe sanitation and hygiene education, and they introduce stories of Jesus through that curriculum.
50,000 heard the gospel while Olsen was there. Read about his experience at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Gospel of John takes us from in the beginning to the new beginning, inviting readers to receive the offer of new life in Jesus' name. Biblica would like to give you a free pocket-sized Gospel of John to use or give to a friend. Get your free pocket-sized Gospel of John by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.